A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz and said, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign for yourself, coming either from the depths of Sheol or from the heights above." "No," Ahaz answered, "I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Listen now, house of David. Are you not satisfied with trying the patience of men, without trying the patience of my God too? The Lord himself, therefore, will give you a sign. It is this: the maiden is with child, and will soon give birth to a son, whom she will call Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. From Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, who has been called to be an apostle and especially chosen to preach the good news that God promised long ago through his prophets in the scriptures. This news is about the Son of God, who, according to the human nature he took, was a descendant of David. It is about Jesus Christ, our Lord, who, in the order of the Spirit of holiness that was in him, was proclaimed Son of God in all his power through his resurrection from the dead. Through him we received grace and our apostolic mission to preach the obedience of faith to all pagan nations in honor of his name. You are one of these nations, and by his call belong to Jesus Christ. To you all, then, who are God's beloved in Rome, called to be saints, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ send grace and peace. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how Jesus Christ came to be born. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they came to live together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a man of honor and wanting to spare her publicity, decided to divorce her informally. He had made up his mind to do this when the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill the words spoken by the Lord through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. He took his wife to his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends, there are only 3 days left for Christmas. Actually, this is a countdown days. And there is a candle, white candle, left to be burned. That symbolizes you and me to be burnt out in these days and on the day of Christmas. Today the Gospel says about the story of Joseph. Joseph was a man of dreams, but not a dreamer. Do we enjoy our dreams? Do we ever remember our dreams? Have you ever thought of sharing our dreams to other person? Long before Christopher Nolan dreamed up the imaginary world of dreams, or imaginary world of Inception, the Bible encourages to dream, to imagine, to have vision of the future, and to share the experience. When we dream great things, beautiful things, we draw close to God's dream, the things that God dreams for us. Actually, the Gospel today, it discussed the betrothal or the engagement of Mary and Joseph. According to the Jewish marriage, a year before the engagement happens, and they are not permitted to have any sexual relationship before marriage. If it happens, it required that Mary be stoned to death, because she would have been considered an unfaithful wife, and the baby would have been stoned to death with her. This is a reference from Deuteronomy chapter 22, versicle 23 onward says, "The penalty for adultery was death, by stoning at the door of her father's house." Why a woman is stoned in front of the father's house? Adultery is a sin against the father's house, or it brings disgraceful for the family and the father. And then the Gospel says, the dream of Joseph. The angel Gabriel appears to Joseph. In the Bible, especially New Testament, we see 3 times the angel appears to Joseph. But in the Bible, we see 7 times angel Gabriel appears. It shows that we all have an angel together with us. Even if you do not know who is sitting next to you, that's an angel. The next one who is sitting near to you is an angel. The one who is sitting, one who is living in your family is an angel. And there is also an angel of the Lord who governs, who protects us. Joseph was dreaming. But the gospel says Joseph was a just man. If he is a man of justice, if he was a man of just, he should have made divorce. Because that is a justice. But the justice of the law, of the nature, and the justice of the divine nature are not similar. Joseph, he obedient, he did three things. The first one, the angel said, wake up. The second thing, the angel said, stand. And the third thing, Joseph acted. We need three things. We need to wake up from our past experience, whatever it may be. We don't count. We don't look back. But we need to wake up from our experience. And we need to stand. Because there is a God who is the Almighty, who is on the mighty throne to protect us. And we need to act. Joseph, he trusted in God, his mercy. Sometimes we may feel financial problems, job insecurity, family problems, dysfunctional problems, family relationships. But at the same time, we should be very trustworthy to the Lord. We should wake up, stand, and act, as Joseph said. And we try to look at ourselves, especially these 3 days, where there is something in our checklist, in our list this Christmas, a special gift for Jesus. What a special gift we are giving to Jesus this year to honor his birth. And what do we expect from God? The greatest gift what we can do is that we need to dream. We need to act. We don't doubt the promises of God. We need to believe the dream of our husband, wife and children, parents, friends. Don't give up on our dreams. Even if we don't start off well, don't lose your focus when temptations and distractions come. Don't give up on God when your dreams begin to come true. No night is so dark that the light of Christ will be extinguished. No temptation is so great that he will not provide a way of escape. No situation is so dire that he is unable to use it for our enrichment and his glory. We need to share a common dream for our family, for our people, for ourselves. God has a dream for each and everyone. We don't lose that dream. We are great in front of the Lord. For centuries, scholars and artists have tried to figure out Joseph's words. I just caught a poem by Michael Card. How can it be this baby in my arms? sleeping now, so peacefully, the Son of God. The angel said, how could it be? Oh Lord, I know he is not my own, not my flesh, not my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. And then Joseph says, Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life, I have been a simple carpenter. I have been a simple husband. I'm unworthy. I'm not worthy enough. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? But friends, don't lose our dreams. God has a dream for each and every one. Awake, stand, act. Amen.